Welcome back to the victorious Vanderbilt locker room. Vanderbilt, a 71-61 winner over Ole Miss tonight. They go to 15-8 overall and 4-5 in the SEC, and tonight's player of the game is Lance Gilbert. It looked to me like when they put you in the game in the second half, is they needed a little bit of a pick-me-up because we weren't real efficient in our offense at the end of the first half, and you did a great job.
Well, in the locker room during halftime, Coach told us, told the bench specifically that we needed to pick it up. We didn't play as well in the first half as we could. And I kind of took that to heart because I felt like, you know, I didn't do much when I got in the first half. So, you know, I tried to come in and do what I could to make the team better.
Coach Stallings has been saying that, you know, some of the freshman kids look like they're a little bit nervous, that there didn't look like there was much nervousness in the first half coming out of the game against Ole Miss tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's over now. Not fully over, but, I mean, we were a little nervous in the beginning of the season, but I think that's worn off. I mean, we've been playing for about 20 games now, and, I mean, we're still freshmen, but it feels like we've had experience and we know what to do now.
In the second half, other than a couple turnovers, it looked like you guys were so efficient in your offense as far as each possession. It looked like you scored about 60 to 70% of the time.
We just took our time and made sure we got good shots, you know, got the ball inside to AJ, and he did what he could do with it, you know, hit our shots, you know. I mean, we just had to capitalize on the opportunities that we got, and we did.
Tell me about the dunk on the inbounds. Was that something that Kevin drew up for you? Because I know that Ole Miss, you weren't probably their first option on that inbounds play.
I mean, that is the first option, actually. He did draw it up in the timeout. You know, Beal just threw a great pass, and I finished it just the way he drew it up.
Now you guys have a week off before you play again.
Yeah, we have a week off. We're taking tomorrow off. We'll come in Monday, go back to work, go hard. And we got Tennessee on Saturday, so we got to be prepared for that because we got to get them back for what they did to us here.
Thanks a lot. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Fisher and Coach Kevin Stallings after these words from GEICO.